Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Welcome to the show, everyone. This is Richard Martin with details of your wake-up call coming to you from Malaysia on Friday, July the 21st, 2017. Well, just a quick word about the stock market. By being a stock pumper and lording the US and global stock markets, Donald Trump is setting himself up for a huge fall as stock market prices come crashing down. Aggregate global stock prices were up more than $1.5 trillion last week and are now more than 100% of total global GDP. This is the first time that has happened since 2007, when they all started to come crashing down. This time around, it's not an accounting issue that will drive the price plunges, but rather simply gravity from preposterous prices, for which there will be no more great fools to pay anywhere near the current bid prices for stocks. Trump will end up looking even more clueless than Herbert Hoover, who was elected in 1928, when subsequently stocks came crashing down in the US and globally in his first year of office as a result of the collapse of the biggest credit bubble that had ever been blown by the fall of 1929. This time, the US and global credit bubbles are gargantuan compared with 1929, and we've moved from the too big to fail era and are now well into the too big to bail era, with governments themselves on the verge of economic failure. This will, of course, worsen substantially as assets and the economy collapse in the US and globally, dead ahead. All right, ladies and gentlemen, today I'm going to start off by talking about what happens when large-scale employers shut up shop in small communities and abandon them, and in particular the story of Walmart and a small town in West Virginia. It's heartbreaking and really would be bad enough if it were alone in the scheme of things, but unfortunately it's a mere harbinger of things to come, and I fear many other communities will suffer the same kind of fate as time moves on. I'm going to talk a little bit more about Trump and the ridiculous hysteria, about the collusion between the Trump campaign and the Kremlin. It may have hit a crescendo last week, but we shall have to see. Anyway, a few words about that. I'm going to talk a little bit about debit and credit cards and how they play into this whole idea of a cashless society. I'm going to talk about second passports and why people are taking those out and why it might be quite a good idea. Then more on cryptocurrency and blockchain-related, what they call initial coin offerings or ICOs, a little bit about the future that's in store for them. I'm going to talk about competence and incompetence and how you can recognize your own degree of competence or incompetence. Very interesting ideas have come forward in the last few years about this, and you might want to hear a bit more about that, so we'll talk about that. Then a few more little its and bits and pieces to take us up to the close of the show, and hopefully, ladies and gentlemen, you will be inclined to join us by going to the Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podbean.com webpage, finding the donate button to the left and signing up. I'm asking for $70 a quarter, and you do not have to worry. Once you have signed up for your donation, it will be automatically deducted from your card every quarter, so you have nothing further to do. So hopefully you will do that. It gives you two shows a week, Mondays and Fridays, 1 hour each, and if you are of a mind to donate $70, I will be immensely grateful, but the minimum is $30 a quarter. So with that, I wish you all a wonderful weekend ahead. I will be back on Monday, same time, same place. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.
And there you have it. You decide.